And everything that she said to me that maybe not have been the nicest thing to say, if that injected me with her will, I'll take that.
Maybe that's why you're as tough as you are.
Maybe I'll take that.
Thank you!
She don't have to tell me. She loves me. I'll take
yeah.
The will.
You got enough George Lopez there to help you out?
Can we do it now?
No. Gotta wait one more break, Mike.
I'm motivated.
One more break for your George.
Okay.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hi there, guys.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, the Spokane Mayor, we're having a little betting pool here at my workplace, calling it a countdown to suicide with the mayor.
Do you think the mayor's going to be like the warden in Shawshank Redemption?
Well, you know, he used to be a Spokane sheriff's deputy.
Right.
And his best buddy and him used to be Boy Scout guys. And his best buddy was a deputy also. His name was David Hahn. And they caught him for pedophilia, and he blew his brains out.
So what are the current odds in your office pool that the mayor of Spokane is going to offer?
Oh, we're just picking dates. We're just picking dates. But no one's out more than 45 days.
How many squares are you?
No one's got more than... So no one in your office thinks he's going to live more than 45 days?
No one's got anything further out than 45 days. He's on a current leave of absence that he's taking himself. No one knows where he is.
Nobody knows where he is right now?
Wow. How can Mike and I get some action on this pool? I mean, we just found out about the story this week, but I'm fascinated by this creep.
Nobody knows where he is. I'm guessing he's on a cruise.
I'm like, I saw that movie with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Maybe one of those Alaska cruises, summer camp.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I wanted to let you guys know that Tom Ace is the name that Ace Ventura uses in the first Ace Ventura when he introduces himself to the millionaire when he's with Courtney Cox.
No, hold on. You said no, and the answer is...
Yes.
Yeah, okay, you got it?
Yeah.
Right, you got it. That's it.
And it's a good thing he used that assumed name because there's not a lot of Mike's in California.
Thank you.
You don't want to be spotted.
No. Tom Ace.
Tom Ace. Give me a break.
Oh, man. Let me hit some lemons in my backyard.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there. Hello? People are getting trained. They don't know they're on the air until they hear that dumb sound. Hello?
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes, we are. Hello.
I'm God of Hellfire, and I almost had you, Buzz.
Almost had? Oh, no, I don't think so, Satan. Where are you calling from, sir?
I think there's an old man, though, doing this bit.
Vegas.
Satan's been around a while.
Vegas.
And that's where he lives.
Some old man calling up, hey, Buzz, I'm the God of Hellfire.
I almost had you, Burbank.
I am the God of Hellfire.
All right.
And I bring you
Michael Elston as Buzz Burbank.
Hope you're feeling better.
I can outrun you, Satan.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye, old man. Okay, a quick break. Coming back, we've got so much stuff to get to before the George Lopez.
The lemons.
Before the George. That'd be a trip through our grab bag, I know. All right. We got a bunch of Friday the 13th stuff we've not gotten to. And look at these calls are still coming in about this creepy mayor in Spokane. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yes.
This is Pat Gass from Gass's Garage.
Okay. Was that a call from Spokane?
No, that was a call from here.
Yes.
That's the guy.
That guy's called before.
I know.
It's funny, but it's funnier when Rob laughs at it.
Pretty good Pat Gass. Quick break. Happy Friday the 13th. Yeah. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
How can I ever repay you?
Well, the reward would be good. There is some damage to my car. It's a high-performance machine, so I had to fill it with premium.
Would you like for me to take your pants off instead?
Gee, let me think. Sure.
Jim West.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Baker Street Science Building. Great.
Yeah.
Crazy in the head and crazy in the bed. Don and Mike.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, I have some new information on your infamous report on black bandages in America that you talked about last week.
Yeah, you're talking about, band-aids for brothers and sisters that don't have white man color on them.
Exactly. I had to put one on last week because it was the only thing we had in our office, and it worked great, but I couldn't catch a taxi.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Oh, it was a joke.
Okay. It was a joke.
Not about that. I laugh. Let's see. We got this. I don't want to give the guy's name. Guy lives in Tampa Bay, and he works in Orlando. Don and Mike listen to you in the 4 o'clock hour talking about Disney and the college program.
Right.
Buzz, please go to this website.
Okay.
www.VistawayAllStars.com.
Oh, wow. That's the place you were talking about
right,
down
remember,
there.
This is like the
party house
for Disney employees.
Right.
The guy writes, don't use my name. He has worked as Pluto and Buzz Lightyear at Disney World.
That's great.
He started at the bottom doing custodial for 3 months, moved up to doing characters. Heard you guys asking someone yesterday about any gay activity. And I will tell you, I lived with two gay guys, and there was a lot of gay going on in my apartment. If you want to find out about the program and what's really happening to people who work at Disney, please check out this website.
Wow. VistawayAllStars.com.
Are there, Buzz?
Here we go.
All right, what's it say?
Well, it says VistawayAllStars.com. Okay, welcome.
I mean, beyond that.
Well, I haven't got any, but just, we just got there. Let me take it out.
He's a little curmudgeon today. Do you need a moment to vomit?
No, I'm fine. Would you like me to read the whole thing out loud? Would you want to
yes.
read it together?
Yes, please.
All right, welcome to visit... Welcome to VistawayAllStars.com, your 24/7 support staff.
Hold on. You want some music?
I don't care. Sure, if you have Disney music, it would be perfect.
Okay, here we go. Give it a start.
Welcome to VistawayAllStars.com, your 24/7 support staff for all those damn CP withdrawals. This site is for all of you party animals and wellnessers alike. VistaWayans. Chatham Squares and Commoners, old CPs, current CPs, future CPs. Isn't this fascinating?
Maybe you were right. Maybe you could just read it and summarize it for us. Would you see if... I mean, just take the time here and see if there's anything worth us...
Here's a babe. I've scrolled down.
Oh, yeah, it's like a topless girl.
Yeah.
Wow, are these like babes that live in the house?
Best in Bed, calendar 2005. I don't know.
I'm going to Disney World.
The Vista Store.
We'll
I don't
put
know
a
what
link
it's
up,
all about.
We'll put a link up at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Even though we don't know what it is.
You go there. Well, I think it's got... The guy sent us a note saying it's got bad stuff about people that work at Disney.
Well that looks so. Like, seriously, a kind of a sex website.
Right.
Where there's all sorts of hotties.
Sex site. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate that the white band-aids work better.
Yeah, we heard that racist joke once before.
Thank you. Okay, it's the end of the week, and I've just got like 8,000 things. Michael Jackson, Macaulay Culkin. I don't think you're going to hear this in the testimony that happened yesterday. They talked about Bubbles the Chimp.
Oh, they did.
They did.
Yeah.
Michael explained how much he enjoyed the company of not only Bubbles, but all chimpanzees. And Macaulay Culkin backed him up on that.
Yeah.
They claimed yesterday... Now, this was in court yesterday.
Don't let them get mature, though, because then they bite your face off.
They claimed that Bubbles could use the toilet... And shared a bathroom with Michael Jackson.
Mm.
And Michael Jackson is supposedly germ-phobic.
Now, look, I like chimps as much as the next guy. I think they're cute on TV. But can you imagine, like living with one, like, in a bedroom, going to sleep while there's a chimp in there?
No.
I'd be worried that something horrible might happen.
And then Macaulay Culkin said that even after Bubbles was taken away from Michael Jackson or whatever the story is, because what did that monkey handler say to you, Rob?
Oh, he has Bubbles, but he's signed a confidentiality agreement.
Yeah, so Bubbles is now living, according to Macaulay Culkin, all this was out in the trial yesterday, that Bubbles the Chimp lives with retired animals like Benji, Lassie, and Cheetah.
It's like that same place where they had the other chimps.
Yes, and it is Michael Jackson's dream to bring all of the animals to Neverland for a big get-together party.
Fantastic.
Okay?
Not too normal. The thing that still kills me is that Macaulay Culkin testified in that trial, and everybody's talking about how credible he was, but right. He looks like he's still got the weird pills.
His bee-stung lips. Nicole Kidman. I've come full circle on Nicole Kidman.
Where are you on her now? A lot of fun.
Well, I'll tell you where I am right now. I'm waiting for her to meet a man.
Right.
I've got something from the new Vanity Fair magazine. Says even though she has kids with Tom Cruise,
right,
the adopted kids, she wants to have a kid.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
She wants bigger breasts.
Really?
Yeah.
She could not be prettier right now.
Says
she is so hot.
She's always had trouble putting on weight. And here's the quote. If I had my own baby, I would have bigger boobs.
That's why she wants a baby.
Now, I don't know.
Well, maybe a little misguided, but I still think she's a hottie.
I don't know if anybody's going to hip her to the fact that, you know, you got to be careful with that. Otherwise, they turn into raisins.
And they take a little trip down south.
You got to be very, and a lot of times you jump rope.
Yes.
You tie them together and you jump rope.
Some women, and we had that show years ago where we had all sorts of different shapes and sizes. Some women have a kid and it takes. And it gets permanent. And they actually, they improve their breasts. And
correct.
Some women, unfortunately, have them for a short period of time and then something, that's scary.
What's scary?
There's a raven outside. There is a black raven that lit in a tree and was from the window. And it's Friday the 13th. Something's going on.
Mike,
did you
listen.
See it, Don?
Here's what I saw.
What?
I saw Ray Ray Lewis outside our window. I don't know why you have to say it's a black raven.
I'm sorry. I apologize for
saying
that.
That's unnecessary.
He's a Baltimore raven. He's not a black raven or a white raven.
I've been hanging around Big Auto too often.
Worry about it. Nevermore.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for putting me at ease.
Nevermore. Hello, Don and Mike. I did see that raven outside the window. I saw a dead cardinal this morning.
Did you really?
He was real broken up about the Pope.
God, look at Bob Gibson in the street.
You should report that. That's probably West Nile.
It was Jim Hart. I always like going back to the St. Louis football Cardinals.
Dan Dierdorf.
Conrad Dobler. Here's another one for you, though, Mike.
That's the funniest Cardinal.
Tracy Metcalf. Or was it Eric Metcalf?
Terry Metcalf.
Number 21, who was the punt returner for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Wasn't it Terry Metcalf?
And who was the old broken down guy that played secondary? Larry Wilson. Do you remember Larry Wilson?
No, I do not remember Larry
from
Wilson.
The St. Louis football Cardinals?
Was it one of the red Cardinals or one of the like brownish red Cardinals?
It was a red Cardinal.
Then it's a boy Cardinal.
Well, he's D-E-A-D.
You saw him like in your yard?
West Nile.
Yeah.
That's probably what it is.
You're next.
Be careful.
Okay. Hello, Don.